This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Welcome, Gemar Chasima Toiva. This clip is dedicated by my dear friend, Rabbi Ephraim Pinsauer, as a zuchus for Gemar Chasima Toiva. We have the mitzvah of Hakel in Parshas Vayelach. The Gemara records in Chagiga Daf Gimel Amar Aleph the story about Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika, Rabbi Elazar ben Chisma. They went to greet Rabbi Yeshua in Pekin. Rabbi Yeshua said, "Nu, tell me, what's new in the Beis Medrash today?" They said, "What do you mean? We're your students. We drink from your waters. It's not appropriate for us to speak before you." He said, "No, I want to hear. Eafshir b'Beis Medrash b'li chiddush." Something new was had to be said. He asked, "Shabbos shalmi hoiso?" Rabbi Yeshua wanted to know, "Who's was darshening that week?" So they said it was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. "And what did he say?" They said, "Parshas Vayakel." So he said, "What did he darshan?" So they said, "He darshan on the pasuk, Hakel es ha'am ho'anoshim anoshim ataf." "I know the men come to learn. The women come to hear. Why do the children come? To bring reward to those who bring them." Says Rabbi Yeshua, "You had this margolis, you had this diamond, and you wanted me to lose out? I can't believe you almost didn't tell me this. This is spectacular. That is spectacular." By the way, just as an aside, the Ben Ish Chai wants to know, do the women understand the drasha or do they not? If they understand, so it should say, the women come to learn, not to hear. And if they don't understand, what benefit is it for them to hear? There's a benefit to hear without understanding. So the Ben Ish Chai in the Sefer Ben Yehoyada, he explains that women and anybody have a great benefit listening to Divrei Torah, even though they don't understand it. The Zohar HaKadosh says that he saw a tzaddik, that there was a chamber in Gan Eden, that there were women there, and the women were delving into the Torah and the mitzvahs. And you could ask, what role do women have delving into the Torah? They don't learn Torah in Olam Hazeh. No, the Zohar says, when they were in Olam Hazeh, they would listen to Divrei Torah, and even though they didn't understand it, their neshama would absorb it, and when they go to Gan Eden, they're able to be oisek in it. So from here we see, there's a tayelus in listening to Divrei Torah, even if you don't understand it. The Meshech Chachma, and the Ben Ish Chai says this as well, says this is why this message was particularly inspirational to Rabbi Yeshua. Because in Perkei Avos, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai praises his Talmidim, and about Rabbi Yeshua, he says, "Ashrei Yoladatai, fortunate is the one who gave birth to him." And Rashi brings down why that praise, "Ashrei Yoladatai," says Rashi, because Rabbi Yeshua's mother would bring him to the Beis Medrash from the time that he was very young, so that his ears should absorb the words of Torah. And Rabbi Yeshua, maybe his whole life, didn't appreciate, why did his mother schlep him to the Beis Medrash? Maybe it disturbed his sleep. Is that a conducive spot for a baby to develop? But now he's learning that why does a parent bring a child to Hakel? The child gives schar to the mother. How does the child give schar to the mother? Because merely by hearing words of Torah, it's beneficial to the soul. Ah, says Rabbi Yeshua, you wanted me to lose out on this precious diamond. This is my whole life. This is my whole entity. This is my whole reality. Now I understand why my mother would bring me to the Beis Medrash. That is why this particular message was specifically moving from Yeshua, because he's the one who experiences firsthand. This is what his mother did for him. And now he understands, A, why his mother did it. B, he understands the value of merely listening to words of Torah, as the Ben Ish Chai explains, that just hearing words of Torah has an effect on one's neshama. And ultimately in Gan Eden, one will be able to delve deeper into those parts of Torah that one heard in this lifetime. By the way, I always like to point out that it's this very Rabbi Yeshua who his mother did not allow his ear to hear anything from the time that he's young except for words of Torah. This Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya is always the one in Shas. If you look in the Gemara in Bechoyrois, he's arguing with the Chachmei Atuna. He's having ecumenical debates. If you look in the Gemara in Chagiga, he's arguing with the Caesar. He's having, who is the one who the Chachamim always send to debate the Apikarsim and the Minim? Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, what does he know outside of Torah? From the time that he was young, all his ears heard was Torah. Shouldn't we send somebody who's maybe more broad-minded, who's better educated, who's more familiar with other disciplines? No. From here we learn that the best candidate to be able to debate the apikarsim and the minim is someone whose ear and heart absorbed only Torah. Only someone of such purity has the capacity to debate the nations of the world. Only him, he could be fearless and not be affected by the false arguments of outside culture. It's sort of counterintuitive, but it's a big chiddush that the one selected to be the debater and the one to argue with the nations of the world and the apikarsim is none other than Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, whose ear only absorbed the sound of Torah. Okay, so that is number one for today.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.